like to think that this is a story about a garden. A garden where we've planted or transplanted children, and we've been able to watch them grow, and I want to show you about their growth today. Push down.
Or we can sing again.
Pull it toward you.
I'm not going to.
Pull it toward you.
Oh, pull it toward me.
Advance it.
Oh.
Wait a minute, one more. There you go. Now it's yours.
All right. Okay. We took a rice paddy in 2004 and bought it. And you can see the paddy there. And Steve, can we turn out these lights? And as you see, it's an empty paddy. And we began building. After we bought 8.5 acres of rice paddy, we started building this building. This is our first floor of our boys' dormitory. Here you see it. And over there to the left, this was our dining hall back in 2005 when we first took in. We said we'll take in 50 children, and when we got over there we found we had 60. So we put 60 children in this building. It's going. Alright, now it's backwards. Okay. This is our entrance. Remember what this looks like when I show you how it looks today. And here we go. We're putting on the second floor of the boys' dormitory. And here's Sangha looking at the back side of the boys' dormitory, showing the meeting hall is down here, and up here is where all the children live, and you can see the clothes hanging there. We thought we were very proud of this building when we finished it, and now I look at it and I think, what a disaster that we took 60 children and put it in this building. But we did. Okay. This has got a mind of its own. This is what it looks like today. I think you'll agree. It's a significant improvement. And this is the four floors. And in this building, we have all of our boys, 80-some boys, and the offices and a couple of rooms. And when Steve Miller goes there next week, he's going to stay in this building. And here is now the girls' dormitory. And they live in this part. Over here is the dining hall, and over here is our infirmary. This is quite a large building, and you can't really get a good idea. This thing's got a mind of its own. Here is the building from another angle.
Let's just use this. Use this arrow key right here, and that will just advance it.
All right. Well, okay. Good. Okay. And different angles. And here you see now the rice paddy is now a playing field. This is what our 60 children looked like when we first took them in. They looked scared, and quite frankly, they were scared. And the only people not smiling there are the adults. Sangha is smiling. And here they are in their first school uniforms. This is a second class. This was when we had 75 children. This little girl is Tinne Moy. And she's one of the girls I want to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about a few of our children just to show you their growth. This little girl in 2004, we went there in February, and we asked if the children want to come to an orphanage. Would you tell us who would like to come? And 186 children showed up a couple of days later. She was one of them. She came in a motorcycle with the boy who is the uncle of the little girl that's on behind her. She's there in the middle. There's Moy. Her name is Tinne Moy, and her last syllable of her name is M-A-W-I, which is pronounced Moy, which means beautiful. And she's turned out to be pretty beautiful, I think. Here she is again. Here she is a couple of years later. We put her on a Christmas card because of her big smile. And here she is now, this week, just a month ago. What a lovely young woman she's become. She came to us in our first class at the age of 9, and both parents had died. Her mother died when she was 4. Her father was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and that caused his death. She came, as I said, on a neighbor's motorcycle for I don't know how many miles she came. She has since become a Christian. She's a very charming girl. This little girl is young Guy Loon. And like many of the children, you can't pronounce her name, so Leslie called her the peanut. And she looks a little like a little peanut, and she is as cute as the Dickens in this picture. And there she is with her family of 9 children. Her father has died when she was 3. Her mother had too many children to support, and she married another, remarried, and her new husband refused to accept the children. So the peanut was left to live with her grandmother, and they couldn't afford to care for her and all of their children. And there she is carrying one of her little brothers on her back like a papoose. She's turned out to be a pretty good-looking teenager. She has become a Christian as well. She's not the peanut anymore. I tell you about this group of kids. We asked these children to dress up in their tribal colors. And here they are, the boys and the girls, about 19 children. I'm going to tell you about this little boy right here. This little boy right here, this little girl right here, and this little girl right here, 4 of them. This is in early 2006, and that's the boy on the lower left in the front row. His name is Suresh Singh. Great smile, as you see there. He came from a Hindu family. Usually the children that live in the valley there on the plains are Hindus, and his father had died when he was 2. His mother had tuberculosis, and Suresh looks like this last year. Good looking boy. Here he is at prayer before dinner. He is a leader among the children. He is what they call a counselor and a leader for 17 boys, and he leads them in prayer here. He's become a Christian. Here he is doing some athletics. He's quite an acrobat. He does flips and cartwheels and break dances. Here he's doing some break dancing. The next little girl is Ravina. When she first came to us, she was so little, we called her Baby Ravina. She's now age 14. Her full name is Ravina Mate Kam. And Ravina is a great singer. When you saw at the Skype display of the children singing, she was one of the soloists. Her father died when she was 4 from tuberculosis. Her mother remarried. This is a common story because women have to remarry in that area of the world in order to have the ability to make a living. Her mother remarried a man who refused to accept her. She went to live with her grandfather, who has since died, and she had no one to care for her. She was basically homeless. She has become a Christian. There she is a year after she came to us, singing. She loves to sing. She is a great singer. So many of these children are great singers. Here she is today. She really likes it. Our sponsor sent her a Justin Bieber card, and that's what she looked like a month ago when she opened her mail. Here, we're back with this group again. I'm going to tell you about this girl up here. That is Rejoice. Rejoice is very special to Jim and Christine Ice because they sponsor her. She's 16. She came to us in 2005, one of the original group. Her mother died when she was 4. Her father was an alcoholic and deserted her. She was living with an aged grandmother who couldn't afford to keep her. She has since become a Christian as well. Rejoice, for whatever reason I don't know, often has her eyes closed. And there she is. So I figured I'll show her as I usually see her, with her eyes closed. There she is with Jim 2 years ago. And here she is singing. And this is Esther, who was one of the soloists a couple of weeks ago at the simulcast. And here's Ravina, who is also a soloist, a great singer. And Rejoice also is an excellent singer. This little girl is Tuam Nay Ching, and she's one of our original girls. This is what she looked like when she came to us. She was living with her aged grandmother, and they sold vegetables door to door and lived on less than a dollar a day, the two of them. She was emaciated. She had missed 3 years of school. Her father died when she was 3. When she was 2, her village was burned in an ethnic war. She and her family had to escape with just their clothes. They literally just ran as one night their village was set on fire. Her life was a total disaster. Here she is a couple of years ago. She became a great athlete, and she won the state championship in martial arts back in 07. Only 2 years after, this is back when we used to have a tutor come in and tutor the kids in martial arts. Here she is today. This is a year ago. Last year she was named the outstanding track athlete in the whole state. Here she is with her trophies. She's holding the outstanding girl athlete trophy right there from the state competition. Here she is on the right today. A lovely woman, young woman. She is... become a Christian. We're keeping her a couple of extra years because she was she's caught up for a year, and she's 2 years behind, and she'll probably be at least 19, maybe 20 by the time she graduates from high school. But she's going to stay at Angel's Place until she finishes her high school education, until she gets through grade 12, and then she wants to go to college. We have 3 kids that have graduated. All 3 of them are now in college, but they're not all going to go to college. Some of them are going to be farmers or carpenters or some trade, and we're planning to take care of that as well. She wants to be an Army officer because if she becomes an Army officer, they'll pay for her college education. I talked to her about being an athlete in the Army, and she wants to continue her athletic career in the military. Here are 3 children here. This is Tuam Nay Ching, this is Rejoice, and this girl is Kim. And you see them in their tribal costumes. And they have packages here, and one of the things that they brought us 2 paintings. And one of them you see right here is the one that was given to Jim. I'm sorry I didn't bring my painting with me. I consider it really too valuable to take anywhere. This boy that did this is a very good artist. But here you see what young women they've become. We're very proud of these women. This is just 3 of them. That's Kim in a close-up. Here is the first group that came in December 2005. So we had 60 to start, and here's 15 more. I'm going to tell you about this boy right here. This boy right here is special to me, too. I can't tell you about all of them. That's Sawan. Sawan is a little boy that I don't think I ever saw him smile for 3 years until this year. But there you see his frown. That's Kupel Song. Coop is age 16 now. This is what he looked like in December of 05. And Coop also is this little boy right here in his tribal costume. And there he is. And there he is today. Coop has become a really, really nice kid. He's the boy that Leslie and I sponsor. And he came to visit us every night when we were there, and we sat and conversed with him. He speaks really good English. We've got to remember 5-6 years ago, he couldn't speak a word of English, but we would sit and talk about his future. Every night he would come to our room and we would and socialize with us. Here are a bunch of little kids today. These are little boys today. They've been with us maybe a year or two. We hope that they're going to turn out like Coop Bell Song and Suresh Singh and Ravina and Tuam Nay Ching. But who knows what they'll become. In a couple of years, maybe we'll be showing you pictures of these kids of before and after, what they look like today. You can see here that these kids are athletic and acrobatic. They're very small. They're undersized. But here they're just doing things that they did all by themselves. They haven't had a tutor or a coach teach them how to do these things. They do them, they learn all their music and all their activities by themselves. Here are these little boys. Someday maybe we'll show you one of these little boys before and after. Here, I don't know how to do this dance, but we would ask them to do it. And I suppose you younger people maybe know what they're doing. But it's extremely cute, and everybody laughs when they do it. You can see the boy on the left is out of step. And here are little girls. This is a month ago, what little girls we have. These little girls, they look really, really cute right now. You might call one of them a peanut now. But in 6, 7, 8 years, who knows what they'll become. Will they become Christians? Will they be solid citizens? We think that they will if they stay with us. This little girl is one of 20 new girls that we took in. We now have 156 children. We took in 20 new kids in the last couple of months. Her name is Chin Leon Ching. Somebody's going to learn how to pronounce that name without having to read it if someone becomes her sponsor. She's 10 years old. She lived in the hills south of Chirachanpur in a town called Singhat, which is where we're growing lemongrass, incidentally. Her father died 2 years ago, leaving a wife with 9 children. Her mother has now become disabled. She's missed a year of school already. She is emaciated. She's undernourished. Her mouth and lips and the tongue were swollen. She had great difficulty in eating. I frankly thought that she had AIDS. She looked so bad. And she was so pale. We had a physician come in and check her out. I found that they had checked her for AIDS already and she came out negative. The physician said it's very simple. She's suffering from malnutrition. She couldn't walk. She staggered. She looked intoxicated, really. She couldn't even get out of her bed and walk to the dining hall, which is only maybe 50 feet from her bed. Her friends, little girls near her would bring her food and she would get out of bed and eat lying on the floor. There she's reading a letter from sponsors that a bunch of people wrote her about to welcome her to Angel's Place. Last Wednesday, after a diet of vitamins and some protein, last Wednesday, Sangha sent me this picture of her. You can see how painfully thin she is. But she was able to get up and go to school after a diet. It's amazing to see the metamorphosis that takes place with these children when they come to us. They come to us pale and skinny, and after about 6 months to a year, their complexions change, their health change, their vitality changes, their intellect changes, everything improves. All it is a matter of some tender loving care and some good food and some love. Here are the kids that are sponsored by this church, members of this church. We have a picture of it out in the foyer. So, and we've got all the names of all the children and who sponsors them next to it, so you can look and see the child that you sponsor. Also, as you go out to the right side of the foyer, we have 20 letters from 20 new girls with their pictures. We need 20. We need actually 40 sponsors. We need two sponsors for each child. We invite you to take one of those. And you don't have to be the sponsor, but maybe you could recruit a sponsor. Ask a friend. Tell your friend about this work. And we need sponsors, and we're going to get sponsors for these 20 children. We'd like to get two each. So the pictures and the letters from the children are out there to the right if you want to take one of them and take responsibility for either becoming a sponsor or else finding a sponsor for one of these children. Then please do that.